Jim Jordan, Fulton Company DA interfering with the federal election, out of control. By Jeff Poor on September 9, 2023. During a preview of an interview set to air on Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, laid out an argument that Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis was interfering with the 2024 presidential election. According to Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, based on that and the potential use of federal resources for the investigation, there were grounds for his committee to investigate Willis' actions. Well, first of all, we asked some simple questions, like you're interfering with the federal election. That's obvious to anyone who has got common sense, as you pointed out there, Mark, he said. And then, of course, it is, did you use federal funds for this? We asked these same questions of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg sued us, took us to court, and the court ruled in our favor. And we got to depose one of the prosecutors who was working on the indictment up there on President Trump. So, we asked the same questions of Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis, and she gives us this long 8-9-page letter with all of her excuses and things that she put in that letter. But the fundamental issue is the one you raise, Jordan continued. This is interfering with the federal election. And I was thinking about this today, as you step back and look at this and how it has escalated, this is the part that is most frightening. Remember, it started with spying on President Trump's campaign in 2016. Then it was Bob Mueller, the special counsel. Then it was interview, deposing all of President Trump's family. Then it was impeachment 1 and impeachment 2. Then, 13 months ago, they raid his home, search his home, search Mar-a-Lago. And then it is not one, not two, not three, four different indictments. Two by these state prosecutors and two by the federal counsel. And now, as you pointed out, it is the 14th Amendment they are trying. The escalation in how they will go after this guy is just truly unbelievable. And, of course, all of this sort of comes together with this Fani Willis indictment with President Trump and the 18 other folks, and the crazy grand jury experience down there, he added. And now we learn there were three senators they were thinking about indicting. This is out of control and you know it. And no one is being clearer in explaining to the American people than you have. The piece you wrote on the 14th Amendment I thought was so on target, and how crazy and ridiculous that argument is. Yeah, we're trying to get all the answers, but we're trying to stop this stuff, as well. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.